It is time for week four NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to pick some football. Let's see. I've got, we all had a 2-1 week last week. Thanks, Raiders. So you guys are both 6-3 and I'm 5-4. So the lead.
Bill Belichick was listening last week. He was like, oh, really, jerks?
Yeah, we'll see about that. Let's go ahead with the Raiders going, or I guess the Bills are coming to Las Vegas to play the Raiders. What do you think, Ben?
I think that the Patriot game showed a lot of opportunities, and we all knew that the defense for the Raiders was questionable at best. I really think that, you know, Josh Allen's going to sling the ball. The thing he does best is throw the ball, and the thing we do worst, other than against the Patriots, is defend the pass. But at the end of the day, I really think that the Raiders, as good as they are, they have a really tough schedule, and the Bills coming in undefeated is definitely not the team to pick right now. I'm sorry, the Raiders are not the team to pick right now. The Bills are going to run away with this one. And to me, this is a win-win for me. If I pick the Bills and they win, I obviously move up in their standings. If I pick the Bills and they lose, as a Raider fan, I win. So it's fine. The Raiders win. I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be really tough for the defensive line to defend Josh Allen and everything else that the Bills bring. It's really tough. Really tough.
You just by virtue of the Bills winning, you're going to move up in the standings. Are you assuming that Danny and I are going to struggle this week?
Stay,
I mean, Danny's a safe. Danny's a safe.
I assume you're going to struggle every week. Hello.
The Bills are one of the top two or three offenses, three or four offenses in the league right now. The Raiders are giving up 6.5 yards per play. That is not a good recipe for success. You know, I really believe in the Raiders going into New England, and I think they played well there. You just can't fumble the ball. I know some people are upset about that first half fumble, but you can't fumble the ball multiple times and expect to win in New England. The Bills defense has too much talent on it to really let the Raiders get loose. I think if I'm a betting man, I'd take the under in this game for sure. And what the Bills are, what the Bills are 3-point favorites. I think the Bills probably cover. It's a close game. You know, John Gruden's done a good job here. Their defense just still has some things it needs to work out. It's just they're going to just lose to a team that's more talented and more experienced.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think that the Raiders are extremely talented, and they're more like the first 2 weeks than I think they were the last week team. But the Bills are for real, and Josh Allen is for real. So a clean sweep for the Buffalo Bills. Sunday night football, prime time. The 2-1 Niners taking on the 0-3 Philadelphia Eagles, just like they planned it to be. Also, with no James Richard Garoppolo likely to be a quarterback for the Niners. Ben, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go back. Kittle has been cleared to play. I hope they don't play him in this game, because the only thing hotter than the Niners is the dumpster fire that's in Philadelphia right now. That team is horrible. Shanahan is going to manage this game, and they have to do that, because this is going to be – this needs to be a moral victory, because they have a tough schedule going ahead versus the Las Vegas Raiders, who have had a completely tough schedule, and they've got an easy patch showing up. The Niners are going to do a good job. Shanahan's a great coach.
The Eagles' defense has played well to begin the season. They have been great against the pass. They're like the eighth-ranked pass defense in the league. You've got a backup quarterback with Nick Mullins. I see where Ben's coming from, because the offense really has been bad. So I see the point that Ben's making, but as good as the pass defense has been in Philadelphia, you need Kittle there, because the Niners offense has not been the same on that outside zone run scheme since Kittle went out, which we saw that last year. We're seeing it again early. They're going to need to be able to keep the ball on the ground. I don't know if Nick Mullins has another one of those games in him that he turned in against the Giants, because the Eagles defense is much, much better. However, Carson Wentz has been absolute doo-doo. The guy can't stop turning the ball over. He's got 8 picks through 3 games. Reasonably well coached. I think they'll be able to do some things to keep, you know, Nick Mullins from blowing up and throwing for 340 yards again. The Niners win. It's just closer than everybody thinks. And, you know, they're going to be, you know, 3-1 going into what it will be an easy game against Miami and then a super difficult schedule. So it's almost a must-win game for them. I'm picking the Niners.
I was just going to say, it's not only a should-they-win game, but it's a need-to-win game, which is silly to say in week four. But losing that first game against Arizona has changed everything because the NFC West, with the exception of last week, everyone just keeps winning. And they got to keep pace, and they got to beat the teams that they know they can beat. Even with Nick Mullins, they can beat Philadelphia Eagles. He's not going to throw for nearly 400 yards again. I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think that the 49ers are going to win this. All right, we'll do the wild card picks coming up next.